Hey, I'm John and this is your open source news Elements, sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now, to the news. Let's kick things off with a major announcement that's got the tech industry buzzing. The release of AMD's Ryzen 99950X 3D 2 Dual Edition. Announced this week at a launch event that drew in seasoned tech reviewers and professionals alike, the 9950X 3D2 has made a serious impression. Carrying a price tag of $899, it's a clear signal from AMD about their confidence in this new processor. But as with any premium product, one of the main points of debate has been its cost-effectiveness, especially when compared to both the Ryzen 9000 series and Intel's Core Plus lineup. What really stands out is the sheer volume of benchmarks we've seen. More than 300 tests probing its performance in everything from gaming to heavy computational workloads. The consensus seems to be that while this chip might not be for every casual user, demanding professionals, content creators, and researchers could absolutely benefit from its processing muscle. Its cutting-edge architecture pushes performance in multi-threaded tasks and intricate simulations, which are increasingly relevant in today's AI-driven workflows. On the other hand, some reviewers raise valid concerns about the competitive landscape, particularly as rivals have begun to narrow the performance gap and sometimes undercut on price. So, is the Ryzen 99950X 3D2 a must-have for everyone? Definitely not, but for those pushing hardware to its limits, it's a tempting proposition. Bundled alongside this CPU news, System76 unveiled a newly revamped Thelio Major workstation, which is built around modularity and next-level thermal management. Thelio Major is now kitted out to handle high-performance CPUs and GPUs, making it perfect for technical and creative professionals who can't afford thermal bottlenecks. System76 has put real effort into quiet operation and enhanced customizability, so those working in demanding, noise-sensitive environments will appreciate these changes. One side note is that all of this comes at a price. But for artists, engineers, or scientists, investing in reliable hardware frequently pays off over time. At the same time, System 76's founder Carl Ritchell has been in the news for his advocacy surrounding Colorado's recent age attestation bill, SB 26051. He's pushing for an amendment that would exempt open-source operating systems and applications from mandatory age verification requirements, and this could end up setting a precedent for other states as well. To anyone following open-source legal issues, this is a big deal. Not just for developers, but for everyday users worried about privacy and access. If the amendment is successful, it could effectively safeguard the distribution of Linux and other open systems from burdensome regulations that might otherwise restrict innovation. Once again, we're seeing how grassroots advocacy can have a tangible impact on the tech landscape, especially with open source at risk of collateral damage when legislation is overly broad. Shifting to another bit of community news, Dr. Semiconductor has been active on social media and at tech meetups, focusing on the ongoing DRAM supply shortfall. His latest series of explainer videos walk viewers through the intricacies of semiconductor fabrication, helping dispel a lot of the confusion around supply constraints. What's particularly impressive is how Dr. Semiconductor has been able to reach not just industry insiders, but also tech enthusiasts and small businesses seeking practical advice. Understanding the nuts and bolts of memory manufacturing, from wafer sourcing to packaging, is giving people the tools they need to navigate chip shortages more confidently. Meanwhile, in software news, the highly anticipated Ubuntu 26.04 release has arrived, and users are already highlighting its long-term support credentials and major feature roster. Ubuntu 26.04 signifies Canonical's continued push for better usability and a more robust desktop experience, making it even more appealing for both beginners and advanced users. Perhaps the biggest technical leap is the official transition from Xorg to Wayland as the default display server, which, for many, means smoother graphics and improved security. Plus, this move opens the door to further innovation in areas like screencasting, touch input, and fractional scaling. Alongside these desktop improvements, Ubuntu 26.04 lands with upgraded kernel support, optimized package management, and expanded hardware compatibility, all of which contribute to a more seamless out-of-the-box experience. Ubuntu's fresh update is paired with an exciting announcement. Canonical and AMD are officially collaborating to bring ROCm AI and machine learning libraries directly to Ubuntu 26.04. This means data scientists, ML developers, and AI researchers using AMD hardware will find it easier than ever to access industry-leading acceleration tools. Canonical is also working on integrating the latest OpenBLAS 0.3.33 release, which enhances threading and performance on multi-core systems. For organizations doing heavy computational workloads, these libraries simplify the process of building and deploying deep learning solutions with open-source tools. Diving back into desktop Linux developments, another area of interest is the FAMFS file system, where community feedback keeps surfacing new opportunities and new challenges for performance tuning. Developers remain focused on refining data integrity while keeping the codebase lean, but achieving the right balance between speed and reliability is an ongoing journey. Elsewhere, there's been plenty of reaction to the recent retirement of Ingress NGINX from various distributions. This deprecation puts security front and center as institutions shift to alternative solutions with more robust update cycles and community support. These shifts underscore the continued vigilance needed to maintain secure, production-grade infrastructure, especially when projects hit end of life. On the AI and open source policy front, the Open Source Initiative has made headlines by appointing a new executive director focused on fostering collaboration. There's a particularly strong emphasis on AI, and the OSI has launched the Open Source AI Definition Initiative, or OSAID. OSAID aims to establish clear criteria for what constitutes open in the world of AI software, addressing some of the murkier areas where licensing and access are concerned. As AI models and training data grow more complex and valuable, ensuring openness while maintaining security and ethical standards remains a moving target. The renewed focus on consensus building is crucial if open source principles are going to shape AI development rather than have it dictated by closed interests. While we're on the topic of software integrity, a new satirical project called Malice has sprung up, and it's caused a stir in developer circles. Malice harnesses AI to generate clean room versions of existing open source software, essentially sidestepping classic attribution and copyleft requirements. While it's partly a tongue-in-cheek critique, it highlights real questions about intellectual property and how generative tools could change the landscape of software licensing. The emergence of such tools poses a challenge for the open source community to reevaluate how software is protected and attributed in an age of automated code generation. As AI and machine learning make rapid advances, we may soon see legal and ethical frameworks adapt in response. Moving over to Linux kernel news, the 23rd of April 2026 saw a cluster of important stability releases. New updates for kernels 7.0.1, 6.1, 9.14, 6.18.24, and 6.12.83 have landed, bringing bug fixes, security patches, and general system hardening. Notably, the end of the 6.19.x kernel line has been announced, so users should be looking at their upgrade paths if they're still on this branch. Kernel maintenance is critical for secure systems, and these updates reinforce the ongoing commitment from Linux developers to a stable and robust foundation for all users. Another headline comes from Sony AI and their autonomous table tennis robot, Ace, which has just outperformed top-level human competitors. Using real-time AI prediction and rapid response algorithms, Ace showcases just how far robotics has come in sports settings. From machine vision to motor skills, developments like these hint at a future where collaborative robots work alongside or train human athletes. For the open source community, Ace's platform is compelling because it demonstrates both the potential and complexity of safely integrating AI into high-stakes environments. Finally, let's turn our attention to developments in global governance and digital rights, starting with a story that's garnered international interest. The Gates Foundation announced an external review of its collaboration with Jeffrey Epstein amid ongoing controversy over transparency. The result could be a substantial shakeup, with talk of significant staff reductions by 2030, as the foundation works to restore confidence after staff and public scrutiny. With such large organizations in the spotlight, it's clear that even philanthropic entities aren't exempt from the need for openness and accountability. And the final story for this week involves the Electronic Frontier Foundation, which continues to lead advocacy for digital rights. The EFF has just filed a lawsuit against the Department of Homeland Security and ICE over transparency around administrative subpoenas that were reportedly used to unmask online critics. Their aim is to challenge what they see as violations of free speech and to ensure public oversight of government surveillance practices. This legal challenge comes at a vital time, as questions of privacy, Government overreach and accountability are at the forefront of discussions around both technology and democracy worldwide. In summary, this week has showcased the vibrant tapestry of progress, challenge, and innovation spanning open source hardware and software. Whether it's AMD's push for performance, legislative advocacy for open source protections, or pioneering work in AI robotics, the tech landscape is fast-moving and dynamic. Developers, advocates, and users are coming together to navigate tough questions, ensuring that the values of openness and collaboration remain at the heart of tomorrow's technology. That's all for this episode. Stay tuned for more open source news and analysis. Thanks for listening.